Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to this Holy Half Hour programme here on 3TFM, with me, your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight we have in the studio two very special guests. Recently I was conducting a funeral in Saltcoats, and at the funeral tea I happened to sit next to a lady I'd never met before. We got chatting and she was so interesting, I immediately asked her to come and share the same conversation with all of you listeners. Since then, I visited her house and met her husband, and he's just as remarkable a character as you're about to discover. So, welcome, Billy and Irene Edgar. It's nice of you to come along to the studio tonight. I appreciate that. So, Irene, can I pick up where we left off, where we were chatting? You mentioned the fact that you're a blind bowler, and Billy is too.
Yes, that's right.
So, like everybody else, my ears picked up at that and thought, blind bowling? How on earth can you do that?
Well, what you do is we have a string down the centre of the rink, and at the jack we do an upside down clock system.
You need to explain that one.
Which is somebody stands, when once you deliver the jack, somebody stands behind the jack and they'll tell you you're 3 metres over the minimum mark, or full length, whatever the length is, you've got to adjust your weight. And the clock system will tell you, they'll say you're a yard at 5, which means you're a yard short from the jack and you've got the right grass. Or if you're a yard at 3, which means you've got the right weight, but you need to bring your grass in a bit with your bowl so that it curves. Because once the bowl starts to slow down, that is when the bias starts to work in towards the jack. So that tells you if you've got to give it more grass, give it less grass, give it more weight or less weight.
It sounds quite technical. So in your head, you've got a mental picture like a clock.
Yeah.
And you can mentally place where the ball is.
Yes, and that allows you to try and alter where you've went wrong.
And it depends on your partner, the caller, describing it accurately.
Yes.
And can you also hold in your head where several balls are at the same time?
Sometimes, but what you can do is ask. They also shout down where the opponent's ball has landed. So you know if their ball has landed at 7 o'clock, well, maybe my ball won't get round that, so you stay on your forehand instead of going up your backhand.
And how do you manage with all this, Billy? Do you work the thread as well?
Yes, Irene said. We work the same system. Yeah. In fact, it's actually worldwide, the system now.
All right, it's not just your own technique.
No. It's actually, although blind bowling was started in Scotland, but it's actually, there's 12 countries worldwide now. Meet every 4 years. So it's a good system that's been very popular over the past 20 odd years or so.
Yeah. Well, I thought we'd play some music about bowling, and we've come up with, I think it's Peter Chiani, from his album called Lawn Bowling. Listen to this.
Why don't you come one afternoon to the bowling club? Lawn bowling is for anyone who likes to have some fun. We'll have a game, a friendly game, ladies and gentlemen. Lawn bowling is
It rejuvenates your heart. It makes you feel you're like a champ right from the very start. Ladies and gents, let's concentrate. Just draw around the jack. You have the best time of your life when you're on the green. Sometimes you feel you are on strike, trying your best to win. You're on the mat, so concentrate. Bend down and take your grin. Come join the club, come have a go. You'll learn what it's all about. Cause if you don't, you'll never know the fun you'll be missing out. Ladies and gents, let's concentrate. Just draw around the jack. Building the head, 9 out of 10 will help you in the end.
Listening to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour, where we're interviewing Billy and Irene Edgar, blind bowlers. So you represent the North Ayrshire Blind Bowling Club. Are there many local blind bowling clubs, and how do they all fit in to the national network? Can you explain about that?
Well, locally we've got two. We've got ourselves, the North Ayrshire Blind Bowling Club, and there's another one in the area called the Three Towns Visually Impaired Club. Throughout Scotland there's around about 12, 13 teams in all of Scotland. And we play West of Scotland tournaments and Scottish tournaments, and what we call the Nationals, and then we have Internationals as well. So we're really kept pretty busy all year, indoor and outdoor, we play.
Yeah, you're part of the Scottish Association of Blind Bowlers.
We are, right.
Do you know how many folk in Scotland would be blind bowlers?
I think we've got about just under 100.
And where do you play yourself?
Myself and Irene, in the winter, and this weather, we play at Adrossan Indoor Bowling Club in Glasgow Street. And in the summer, we play at Blacklands Bowling Club in Kilwinning.
But you've played all over Scotland and all over wider?
Yes. All over Scotland, all over Britain and abroad. We've been abroad a few times with the bowling as well.
Mm. What countries have you played bowls in?
I've been in Canada, Israel, Australia.
Mm. And I've been in Israel and Australia.
And have you ever played against sighted people? And how do you get on with that?
I've played against sighted people, and the whole
we hold our own.
With a good change to the rules outdoor, that mean that anybody that's disabled is allowed any assistance they require to play the game of bowls against people.
So we can use the string, and the sighted folk can't
stop us from using it.
Yes.
If the disabled need their wheelchairs or a walking stick that's specially adapted at the bottom to go in the green, they can use that, and it helps everybody.
And would you like to tell us how well you've been getting on? You've won a few tournaments.
Now this, the outdoor season that's just finished there in September, our club won the Scottish Rinks, Scottish Championship. I won the Scottish Singles Championships. Irene came in runner-up in the Ladies Singles Championship. And myself and Irene came runner-up in the Scottish Pairs.
And then in the British level?
At the British level, Irene won the gold. She came up top in her category, and I finished fourth.
Well done. And internationally, how have you been getting on? You've played in the World Cup.
Last year we were at Melbourne in Australia, and we were actually very unlucky in that. Myself and I were playing in the mixed pairs, and we actually were joint equal in points, along with four other countries. Mm-hmm. Australia won their section with 9 points, we had 8 points, but because of the shot difference, we actually finished up fifth.
Yeah.
And you're about to go for trials for the next World Championships.
Well, this is for the disabled bowling, which also takes in the blind now. And we're going for trials to go to South Africa next May.
You mean it takes in more than the blind, it takes in...
Yeah, this all the disabled takes in the wheelchairs and
amputees
and people like that. So this is a different road. That this is the first time I've been involved with the disabled.
First time myself as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's hear a wee bit more of this bowling music from Peter Chiani. We should explain, there's a play on words here, isn't there? Because the song is He Kisses Kitty. Who's Kitty?
Kitty is the Jack. There's a few countries that call the Jack Kitty.
Okay. Her husband took up bowling and he bragged upon the phone about some wench called Kitty whom he couldn't leave alone. He plays with Kitty, he stays with Kitty, he picks her up without a hitch. He misses Kitty, he kisses Kitty, he even lays beside her in a ditch. So she then took up bowling to win her husband back and found what he could do with Kitty, she could do with Jack. He plays with Kitty, he stays with Kitty, he picks her up without a hitch. He misses Kitty, he kisses Kitty, he even lays beside her in a ditch.
Quite a funny song about bowling. I think, but bowling's a funny sport. It's the only sport in the world where you begin by jacking it in. So anyway, let's think about the blind aspect and the blind bowling. Although I'm kind of conscious I shouldn't be saying blind nowadays, should I? Politically correct and all that. What's the right phrase now?
Visually impaired people.
Visually impaired.
VIP.
Very good. Yeah, the RNIB changed its name, I hear. Yeah, and in the first year it regretted changing its name.
No, it was the Dundee Society for the Blind.
Uh-huh.
And the story is they changed, they took the blind out of their title and they dropped a substantial amount of money in their contributions because blind was taken out of the title.
That was £60,000 or something.
That's the story we heard, eh?
So it doesn't sound the same, RNI, visually impaired.
No, it does not.
How do you feel about that when folk speak about, you know, you're blind as a bat or you're up a blind alley and these things annoy you?
No, me personally, it didn't annoy me at all. It's just what it
no,
is.
No, we just laugh.
I had a friend that came with sometimes to different things and he couldn't believe the blind said, "Cheerio," he'll see you later. And he just couldn't believe it. I said, how could this saying, it's just a figure of speech.
Yes.
And we use the same speech as everybody else.
Apparently, you categorise degrees of visual impairment then?
In the bowling, yep.
Uh-huh. How do you work that?
You go to an ophthalmologist who will test your eyes, and when it comes back, you put into four categories. B1 is people with no sight at all, and B2, B3, and up to B4, obviously getting slightly better.
What are you, Ivy, officially?
I'm a B2.
What are you, Billy?
B3.
Have you been blind all your life?
I was born with perfect vision, but when I was 9, just overnight, my sight went, and I found out when I was 31 that I had retinitis pigmentosa, which is hereditary, and I've got four sisters, and one of them has also got it, but she was born with it. So I was 9.
What about your side, Billy? Have you blindness in the family?
No, I'm the only one.
When did you become blind?
When I was about 30.
I've always wanted to ask this. Do you think someone born blind, or as opposed to someone who becomes blind, one's got an advantage over the other?
I've thought about that. Yes. I have thought about this often, but I don't know what's selfish to say, but if somebody's born blind, they obviously don't know what they're missing, because they've been like that all their life. Uh-huh. But like myself, I did drive and I did the things up till I was 30, and I obviously had to stop things like that. But I don't know whether that's a selfish outlook, but thinking of no saying what you've no had, you don't miss. But it's a bit unfair that in a way, you know. Uh-huh. But I don't know. It's a hard one.
Advantages and disadvantages.
Yes, both sides, because when you're born blind, you learn to do things without sight, and you just take it for granted. It's natural to you. It comes natural. When you've had sight, then you know your way about. So that gives you an advantage as well if you go blind, because you think, well, I've only got to walk so far and I've got to go round this corner.
Well, on that, at the bowling, do people who have been born blind do any better than people who have become blind? Or do the people who have become blind have a mental memory of when they used to see bowls, you know?
No, it works out just about the same. Where I find, again, this is a personal opinion, people that we meet through the bowling that's been blind from very young or were born blind, who have been through the blind school, they seem to be more confident, the likes of me anyway, getting about.
Yes.
I don't mean just about the bowling, but even getting about the street walking. Once I get my, what I know, I'm...
Your comfort zone.
I'm not very sure of myself at all.
No.
Well, here's a song by Charlie Lansbury. What colour is the wind? It's a question that a blind girl asked her dad.
What colour is the wind, Daddy? Is it yellow, red or blue? When he's playing with my hair, Daddy, does he do the same to you? When he's dying, does his color fade? Is it gentle breeze, a lighter shade? Just like his friend, the sea. Wind feels blue to me. When the blackbird starts to sing, Daddy, do the flowers hear him too? When he's pouring out his heart, Daddy, tell me, what do roses do? Do they cast their scent upon the air, and this fragrance just a rose in prayer, giving thanks to God above for the blackbird's song of love? Wild and free, my daddy says, you're a lot its shape and size. I've seen them all with my daddy's eyes. I know that grass is green, Daddy. I've touched it with my toes. And snow is purest white, Daddy. I felt it with my nose. But my favorite color has to be the color of your love for me. And Daddy, I've been told that love is always gold.
I'm interviewing Billy and Irene Edgar, who are blind bowlers. What strikes me, Billy and Irene, about both of you is you've got a remarkably positive attitude to your disability. In fact, you've a great sense of humour about it. Would you like to share with me your philosophy about being blind?
Well, as we just like to get on with it, and that's about all I can say, is it?
It's just landed in a few pickles now.
Oh, it's landed, it's landed in a few pickles. I mean, for me and Irene, the mobile phone's been a great invention. Because Irene can lose me in Asdod, and I can phone her up and ask her where she is. And she's at the door. I say, where's the door? Yeah. She just could. I've got a terrible sense of direction. I really have, you know.
That doesn't help, yeah.
And what about the one where you bumped into a wee girl?
Oh, I was in Central Station. Well, I usually, all times I use my white stick, and at Central Station I actually tripped a small child up, and her father wasn't too happy about it, but that's the reason I carry the stick. As soon as he seen the stick, he seemed to calm down a bit. As soon as he seen my white cane, he calmed down, so it was okay. But
I've got the same thing going for me with my white collar. And what about your shower story?
Oh, the shower story, that was, we were in Helensburgh, in the Scottish finals at Helensburgh, and I was sharing a room with a teammate, and I was in the shower, and I couldn't get this shower to go off. I kept screwing it and screwing it and screwing it, and it didn't go off, and I shouted at Michael, and he said, what's wrong with you? I said, I can't get the shower off. So of course Michael opened the shower door to try and help me, and next thing the shower fell in my head. I'd been unscrewing it for the wall, I hadn't been screwing it off at all. So with the door been open, the whole bed got soaking with water. Getting to some pickles.
And how do you cope with it all, Irene?
Well, you've got to be quite positive in life, because at the end of the day, there's a lot of folk worse off than yourself. At least we can get from A to B without anybody else helping us, apart from asking questions for numbers of buses or can you tell me what platform the train's coming in at, things like that.
Yeah.
So through being with the bowling, I've grown a lot of confidence. I'm not scared to ask anybody for help anymore.
I share some of your thoughts there. I was once in China and I got lost in Taipei, the capital, but I had a wee note in my pocket which said in Chinese, this man is lost. If you find him, put him on a 47 bus. And the very helpful folk put me on a 74 bus, so I was even more lost. But on a personal note, you met each other, didn't you, through the bowls?
Yes. Billy was already involved in the bowling when I had moved up to Scotland, and I was asked if I was interested in the bowling. So I went along and I met Billy and I met old Tommy. He sadly doesn't play the bowls anymore, but that was how we met.
Mm-hmm. So I thought it'd be appropriate at this point to play your song.
Yeah.
Would you like to announce your song?
You Raise Me Up by Westlife.
When I am down and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened me, and I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and see.
You raise me up so I can't stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Only half hour's coming near its half hour, I'm afraid, but would you like to just give a wee plug for the blind bowling while you're here?
Well, I'd just like to say, if anybody's interested at all, they can give me a phone in 463545, and if anybody's interested at all, we'll try and help them along. Or even if they want to go to a dressing indoor on a Wednesday morning, we're usually there on a Wednesday morning, come down and we'll get them fixed up with shoes and bowls and get a wee shot at it to try it.
Yeah, you can only try. If you don't like it, you don't have to come back. But it is worth your while coming down and giving it a bash.
And once you get started, it's a bit addictive, isn't it?
It is.
Well, Billy and Irene, thank you very much for coming today. You're a real inspiration to us. We in the Three Towns and 3TFM are very proud of you as local heroes. You represent us around the world when you do this. And we wish you all the best in the forthcoming World Championships. So may God bless you and all the blind bowlers out there. So bye for now, and we'll leave you with this is Billy and Irene's choice, the note we'd like to finish on, which is, announce it together.
Always walking the bright side of life.
Bye.
Some things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true.
You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Records available in the foyer.
Always
look on the right. Some of us got to live as well, you know. All right, it's a lot. Let's get this place up there.
He
changed his mantle within 3 weeks. What do you think pays for all this rubbish? Never made the money back, you know. I told him. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.